Brethren, I have a story to tell you about a very unfortunate experience that I had on a train. It was several years ago, but it could even be yesterday or today or even tomorrow. I was sitting on a train at Olympia, and the Olympian trains, because it's a exhibition centre, don't run that often. They run about once every half an hour. And what happens is that you sit on the train and the train fills up. And when the train's filled up, then the train leaves. And I was sitting in a carriage which was predominantly all men, and all the seats were taken. And there was only one person standing, and that was a lady. And I was sitting next to her. So I said, "Would you like my seat?" And she then proceeded to lambast me in the loudest voice I've ever heard in my life. I heard expletives I've never heard in my life about being a male chauvinist and all the rest of it. And I was just dumbfounded. Now, this does have some bearing on my sermon head. But I don't think you would have described this lady as grateful for my offer. In the end, I just sat there, red, and the train took off, and that was the end of it. But the point that I'm trying to make is that we live in a world that is, generally speaking, ungrateful. It is unthankful. We teach our grandchildren. Little Tobias the other day was wanting something, and his parents taught him to say, "Please and thank you." And we've all been through that, haven't we? That's just a common thing. And children learn from our example. And that is what they learn. They learn that we must be courteous and grateful. In the scriptures, this age is described as having many problems. The one I cited isn't necessarily cited specifically, but it is cited in an indirect way. But the main problem is that many people don't care for each other enough. That's the real issue. People are insular today. They're inward looking. And they tend to be, by and large, selfish. I'm sure that you can cite examples of people who aren't, but in general, that is the case. And this is because when men and women lose sight of what the Creator requires of us and expects, they have a proclivity to be inward-looking and self-centred. And that, sadly, is the world that we live in. Being courteous and thankful is viewed by many as old-fashioned, as my example portrays. But let's see what God has to say about this age and about this sort of problem. Let's turn to 2 Timothy, a very well-known scripture. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 2. I'm not going to read this whole section because it's well known and I'm just trying to make a point with the scriptures concerned. And since I always seem to be the last to find it, you should have plenty of time. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. It would help if I was in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Right. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." And I won't go through the rest, but you must have read that perhaps even hundreds of times before. The word that I'd like to zero in on is unthankful. We're commanded to be otherwise. We are commanded in the scriptures to be thankful. In Philippians 2:4, we're not turning there, Philippians 2:4, it says, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." That should be our ethos in life. We are to put others before ourselves, in other words. One of the ways that we can do this is in the simple task of being thankful for kindnesses that others have done for us. The dictionary definition of thankful, by the way, means grateful or appreciative. And it's interesting to note that in Albert Barnes' Notes on the Bible, which is a commentary in relation to 2 Timothy 3, verse 2, talking about the word unthankful, it has this to say. It refers to Luke 6:35, where a similar comment is made. The word here used occurs in the New Testament only in these two places. Ingratitude has always been regarded as one of the worst crimes. It is said here that it would characterize the wicked age of which the apostle speaks, and its prevalence would, as always does, indicate a decline of religion. Isn't that interesting? Religion makes us grateful to every benefactor, to God and to man. So the purpose of my sermonette today is to pose the question, why are we required to be thankful? It's not just something that we feel that we should do and be courteous. We are required to be thankful. But this world has an effect on us. Sometimes we forget to be thankful. We forget to thank others.